across from me, we got downtown Buffalo, New York. Some people say the armpit of America. I don't like that term. You know what I like? The beautiful Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. 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 Buffalo.
I think we're ready. Buffalo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Kyle Selegi Variety Hour, brought to you by USA Today Sports Media Group's Bills Wire. Fair warning, this might be the most chaotic episode of this podcast we've ever done. It's going to be something else. It was going to be something else just in general, given the topic. And the topic is, it has to do with the Buffalo Bills Stadium and the name, because there's a whole saga that's unfolding before our eyes. So I wanted to jump on it, come up with a good, fun game to rename the stadium. And the original plan was to just do a normal podcast about it. The original plan was to have D'Lo and McKenna on to discuss. But McKenna, you know, the baby boy has grown up. He's at a bachelor party. So I called a last-second audible. What?
Who goes to a bachelor party at 12 p.m.?
During COVID season. I have no idea. McKenna's a crazy dude.
Oh, he's crazy. I'm the wild card.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, let's add a little more chaos to this podcast. So I called an audible, brought in a special, I guess you could say special guest.
You can emphasize special too.
To be on this podcast, and it's just, it could be something else. It might get us canceled, given a joke that Travis made yesterday when I asked him for a potential stadium name. If he brings that fire to the podcast, I'm not sure we're ever making another one again. So, yeah, joining me on this very special episode of the podcast, first, it's Justin DeLauro. D'Lo, what's up?
Not much. I'm glad to be back. I'm excited to talk about the unnamed stadium right now.
Right, the stadium formerly known as...
Formerly known as New Era Field.
Right.
They should just make it a symbol, like Prince.
They should. What would it be? Would it just be a chicken wing? Like a tribal tattoo of a chicken wing?
A tribal tattoo.
Dude, tribal tattoos are back in a big way.
Kyle, I don't think you've been outside the house.
I haven't.
And since 2002.
Well, it's been a little, you know, a couple times since 02 at least, but not very often recently. Also here, you've heard him talk a couple times, it's Travis McDonald. Travis, who are you?
I'm the guy that got shadow banned off Webkinz, famously.
Famously?
I made a big deal about it.
How'd you do that?
And I also do part-time arts and crafts.
I guess it might be full-time if you get paid to paint.
I don't get paid.
Oh, well. Hofbrauhaus update.
Hofbrauhaus update, for sure.
That'll be at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, Travis has been on I think one episode before. It was when I wanted to kind of reposition the podcast to more of a comedy, less Buffalo Bills-centric thing. And then the views weren't very good. And they're not views because it's not a video. You don't look at a podcast, you listen to it. But the listens weren't very good. And they haven't recovered since. So it was a grave mistake. Travis, you killed the podcast, and now you're here to deliver the final blow.
Yeah, that's what I do. I kill things and come back and kill them again. I kick dead horses.
I'm not sure that's the correct usage of the phrase kick a dead horse or beat a dead horse, but that's how you used it. But that's what you did.
I go around and I kick dead horses.
All right, so the Buffalo Bills last week, they didn't do anything. It was actually New Era. New Era, of course, the hat company that previously sponsored the stadium, or had the naming rights to the stadium. They said that they were cutting a percentage of their workforce in Buffalo, despite the fact that, from what I've heard, their financials are relatively fine. Like, there's no reason to cut a substantial part of the workforce. And this is like a year after they closed their Derby plant, I think, last year. They closed a local plant and, you know, cut a lot of people's jobs, and they've done it again this year. So Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, friend of the show, fan favorite, a favorite of mine, I know, just a great guy all around, Mark Poloncarz. He called on, I think, the Bills to cancel the naming agreement with New Era Field because New Era Field really hasn't been all, or New Era hasn't been all that kind to Buffalo, I guess. I don't know the specifics. I really don't care either. It's a naming deal. It's a name on a stadium. But so the Bills listened. They negotiated a release with New Era to end that naming agreement, and Tim Graham from The Athletic reported that New Era really hadn't even been paying on it, or they weren't paying what was owed pretty much since the start of the naming deal. So it's this whole drama that's unfolding in front of our eyes, and it's fun to talk about football and not have, you know, COVID-related things attached to it. It's so nice to just talk about a football topic and not bring COVID into it. But going off that, it's also fun to kind of clown on it because this is like a billionaire company facing off with another billionaire company. So it's like we can clown on it all we want because who really cares? Common people don't care about naming rights and billion-dollar deals or million-dollar deals. So the stadium, who is breathing? Travis, is that you breathing heavily into your microphone?
No.
No?
Hello?
No. I just heard.
I'm barely breathing.
Well, that's not good. COVID?
Duncan Sheik.
This is going to be a hell of a good time to edit. I know that for sure. Jesus. But so now the Bills Stadium in Orchard Park, New York is without a name. So what I've done yesterday, it took me a couple hours. I thought of 32 names.
Oh, boy.
For the Bills Stadium that the Bills should consider naming the stadium. 16 of them are actual names. They're names that you could, you know, they have local businesses attached to them or just businesses in general attached to them, businesses that could probably afford the naming rights for a NFL stadium. The other 16 are just jokes. They're just stupid ideas, but some of them actually sound pretty good. Some of them actually sound pretty cool. So what I've done is I've put these in a bracket. In the initial round, each individual real name will face off against an individual joke name, and then we'll go through the entire bracket, and then the winner will be crowned the winner. That makes sense. The winner will be the one that the Bills contractually and legally have to name the stadium. I got that signed off on. So you're going to hear on this podcast first what they're going to name the stadium. So are you guys ready to get going here?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm just looking at this now. There are a couple good names here. There are a couple real good names. Okay, so we're going to start out nice and easy. So you look at like potential companies that could buy the naming rights for this stadium. What I did is I looked at the list of the Bills' business partners because I'm thinking, like, who could the Pagulas potentially give a discount to? Like, who could they – who might go to the Pagulas and say, hey – you know, we've worked with you in the past. Let's work something out here. And KeyBank is the first thing that stuck out to me because they, of course, own the naming rights for the arena downtown, the Sabres Arena. So here are the first two options. One, KeyBank Center versus KeyBank Stadium. What are we thinking between KeyBank Center and KeyBank Stadium?
How about the KeyBank?
I don't like that.
Facebook.
I like it. I think you made that. I think you made that joke on the last podcast as well.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Zuckerberg movies.
How many are there?
Just one.
All right. So KeyBank Stadium. It's fine, but I like KeyBank Center because it's also the name of the arena. That's the exact verbatim name is KeyBank Center.
And Jesse Eisenberg was phenomenal.
Oh my god, this is great.
I'm voting no for KeyBank. I'm a KeyBank card holder.
Okay. I don't,
and I'm indifferent.
The issue is I don't think I've explained the game appropriately.
No,
so
you
have to pick one.
Not KeyBank.
There are many options and it's a bracket. So you can eliminate it in a different round. But for this round, you need to pick between KeyBank Stadium and KeyBank Center.
I would go with Stadium.
Ooh.
Trav, what would you go with?
KeyBank Center implies that it's multiple sports. Like, I can play soccer there.
Can you?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Let me call up Terry. Let me see if he's getting an MLS team.
I say KeyBank Stadium.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say KeyBank Center, but hold on. This bracket's not letting me.
They got a lot of business partners.
I figured it out. Oh, they have a lot of business partners.
Just looking through this list.
With banks in Buffalo, they have their 10-year strut and they leave. First Niagara, remember that?
Yeah, well, that's how KeyBank has the naming rights for the arena. Is First Niagara had it. They bought First Niagara, and they just kind of inherited it. But isn't that like a Cleveland thing?
It's Cleveland and Buffalo. I think Cleveland won.
Because I know in Cleveland they have their biggest arena, or their biggest arena, their biggest building is a KeyBank building, I do believe. Also, unrelated, the HSBC Tower downtown.
Yes.
They're painting it maroon. That's disgusting.
It's going to look like a villain building. They're painting it black. the main
Doofenshmirtz building. It looks
the
awful.
The Tri-State Dam! Yeah.
Like, a year or maybe 2 years ago, they painted a couple, like, pillars. Not pillars, but sections of the building near the bottom black.
The base, yeah.
Yeah, the base. And it looks awful. It contrasts against the brown tone that is the rest of the building. So that looked awful.
And the skyline, true.
Too. And now they're painting it maroon. Like, it's so ugly. It's going to look so bad. Who thought this was a good idea?
It's going to be tough to touch up in a few years.
It's going to look ugly to begin with, and when that paint starts to go, that's going to look disgusting.
Yeah, I want to be the first bird to poop on the maroon, you know what I mean? I want to be
You
that
could
bird.
Do it. Yeah, I think you could probably work something out there.
Or first human. I don't know.
Or first human to poop. Well,
spitballing.
No, that's... My big thing is you just threatened to poop on a building.
Show me the law.
There's probably a couple laws.
Show me
laws.
The law.
So they kind of want to make it look like red brick.
But that's not what it looks like. Well, do you know how tall that red brick building would be?
It's a lot of fake brick.
That would be fucking huge for a fake brick. Like, even...
They're gonna
the
spend
suspension
a lot
of disbelief only goes so far, because if I saw a brick building that tall, I would say that's humongous. That's ridiculous. Oh my god.
I think there's gonna be a lot of trips to Home Depot for paint.
A couple at least a few. Alright, so KeyBank Stadium wins round one.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Moving on to the next bracket. We have, or the next section. I don't know. I don't do March Madness brackets.
I feel like we should have seen this bracket.
Well, I was going to show it to you guys, but here's the thing. I want these names to be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I want initial reactions to these names. All right, so next round, we have Tim Horton Stadium versus, let me find it, placeholder name until new stadium is built field.
It's going to be called TBA.
Yes, placeholder name until new stadium is built field.
How about like Timmy Ho Dome? Timmy Ho Dome.
It's not a dome.
Yeah, just put a dome on it.
All right, and Travis, again, I'm going to explain the concept of the game again.
No, I know the concept. I'm just...
So what I've done is I've thought of names. So now we're determining the winners between Tim Horton Stadium.
I'm going to have to go with the Timmy Ho's one.
And
Timmy Ho Dome.
And placeholder name until new stadium is built field.
You know what's tough for me? Tim Hortons is associated with hockey.
Yes. For sure.
So we have a football stadium. I don't know. I would almost rather go for the TBA because Tim Hortons would make more sense at a hockey arena.
Yeah, I like that. I like that point a lot. I'm also going to change my point and go to TBA.
Here's my point to that, and it's kind of a double-edged sword because it supports an argument and it kind of dispels it as well. Tim Hortons owns the naming rights for the stadium in Hamilton, the football stadium in Hamilton. But that kind of goes against it because I don't think they're going to buy the naming rights for, a stadium, 45 minutes away? Unless they want to. I mean, that'd be a bold strategy. But you're right. It's kind of – I don't think football's really their sport. I think they are through and through a hockey company, I guess, given their heritage, their history, and just kind of everything that they – their business practices. They seem to be more focused on hockey than they are any other sport. So are we going to go with placeholder name until new stadium is built field?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. I like it. I like that. I like that, you know, I like that decision. Moving on. We have Independent Health Stadium.
Here we go.
Versus the Battle Dome.
The Battle Dome.
Here's the problem with the Battle Dome. Who would be paying as the Battle Dome?
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Veterans.
They're building a new stadium. I that might be, you know, I'm not reporting anything. I just think they're building a new stadium. I would find it incredibly surprising if they ultimately just decide to renovate this stadium extensively and they just decide against building a new stadium. I think ultimately they will build a new stadium where, I don't know, but a new structure is coming, in my opinion. And I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. So I think any, like, length of naming rights deal, that they typically go like 7, 8, 10 years. I think within that time, they're going to build a new stadium regardless. So, like, at that point, you're going to have to maybe carry over that naming rights agreement or, you know, give them a discount or give them first rights for negotiating a new name or negotiating naming rights for the new stadium. So if I were the Pegulas, I would just say, let's just eat or they're not even going to be eating any money. They're not going to have any losses for not having a stadium or not having a sponsorship on the stadium. They're just going to have not that extra money, I guess. And I guess given the COVID pandemic, that's what they kind of want now. They need more money. But if I were them, I would just kind of relax, not have a sponsorship, not have a naming rights deal for a couple years, and then just get a new, you know, cash in on a big naming rights agreement with a big company when you build your new $1.5 billion stadium. So if they are going to do that, they should go with a cool name for these last couple years of this stadium. And there are very few names cooler than the Battle Dome.
The Battle Dome sponsored by the Pegulas?
Right. Not really.
And that would be for, like, the Sabres front office?
Maybe. I just
paycheck from the Battle Dome?
From the Battle Dome. I pointed this out yesterday. Because I tweeted this out. I think I tweeted out what were at the time my two favorite names that I came up with. I thought of a couple good ones after that. But at the time I sent this tweet, my favorite names that I came up with were the Battle Dome and then this other one that was also included in the tweet. But my friend Josh Wolf tweeted at us, or my acquaintance Josh Wolf, I guess, tweeted at me and said, I would actually watch football if they named the Bill Stadium the Battle Dome. And I retweeted it and said, precisely, you tell a guy in a different team that they're going to New Era Field this Sunday, they laugh. You tell them that they're entering the Battle Dome to fight in front of 60,000 people, they're going to think twice. The Battle Dome just strikes fear into the heart of the opposition. Nobody wants to enter the Battle Dome. I just think it's a great name, and I think it kind of puts Independent Health Stadium to shame.
You just made your own argument.
I know.
Well, you know, I'm trying to convince you guys because I want Battle Dome to go all the way.
The thing with Battle Dome is it's just the same stadium called the Battle Dome.
Yes.
There's not like fire coming out or there's not like.
They could do fire. They do fireworks. I just think.
I want chainsaws.
You know, the train whistle gets changed to something more sinister.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a Mad Max vibe here. Like, people are in there shirtless, wearing like bondage shit. Mad Max is a weird movie.
But, I think you're pushing your own agenda here.
I might be, but dude, the Battle Dome is a great name. Between the Battle Dome and Independent Health Stadium.
But Independent Health could pay for it.
But again, that goes back to the whole argument I just made with, like, well, then that's going to screw the Pegulas over. I want the billionaires to make more money here. I have the billionaires at mind.
Stop, man.
That's what you got to do.
I just think going to the Battle Dome.
We could go to the Battle Dome. I just think it, like, Independent Health can pay them and then hope for a discount when they get a new stadium anyway. I just think the Pegulas should be like, no, we're gonna hold off and make more money in a couple of years and just name it the Battle Dome for now.
That'd be sick. Still call it the Rolf.
Oh, and that's another thing. People still say, oh, I still call it the Rolf. Oh, no, it's still Rich Stadium. If they named it the Battle Dome, everyone is calling it the Battle Dome. And I see the issue you guys are thinking. I know what everyone's thinking. You're thinking it's not a dome. But also, Fenway Park isn't a park. It's a baseball stadium. The Battle Dome can be the Battle Dome.
I like that. I'm voting Battle Dome.
Okay, so we got two votes. D'Lo, were you going to say Battle Dome?
I guess we're going Battle Dome.
Were you going to say Independent Health?
I don't even know where to go with it.
Because the Battle Dome's a great name.
Yeah,
all right.
Independent Health makes me feel like I should get a checkup or something like that.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to be reminded of the pandemic while I'm at the football game.
Or my cracked tooth.
or my
daily life.
Exactly. You know? But the Battle Dome, you're there for battle.
I spit out that tooth at the Battle Dome, you know?
Exactly. That's the exact point I'm going for here, yeah. Travis. You just wrapped it up eloquently, and I appreciate that.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Moving on, we have West Hur Stadium versus the Kyle Selege Variety Hour Field, brought to you by USA Today Sports Media Group's Bills Wire Stadium.
How are you going to pay for it?
Chris. I'm not paying for it.
What was the first one?
West Hur Stadium.
What?
Versus, again, the Kyle Selege Variety Hour Field, brought to you by USA Today Sports Media Group's Bills Wire Stadium. I have to be real at this point. I'm not buying the naming rights, and if by some off chance we do convince the company to buy the naming rights, they're not going to name it after a niche the secondary podcast on the podcast network.
It's like Kyle or Steve Tasker.
Or, you know, they would name it probably USA Today Sports Media Group Field, if they did, they would go Bills Wire. They wouldn't specialize it that much to this podcast, though I'd be flattered if they did. I'd be really humble. But I think just by default, we kind of have to go West Hur Stadium here.
Kyle, can I go off the Battle Dome and say that Hell in a Cell is a great name as well?
Hell in a Cell is a great – well, that can be a pay-per-view. That could be the playoff game. It's Hell in a Cell at the Battle Dome. And then they put a cell around. That's a great idea. This is great gimmicks. We are – these last few years in the stadium are going to be great if they go with a name like the Battle Dome. And also, I'm going to introduce another great name here, the other name that I had in my poll that I think is just fantastic. We have Pagula Sports and Entertainment Stadium, which honestly I think is probably the most likely name for the stadium, versus – Grit Park.
Grit Park.
Grit Park.
I like Grit Park.
I love
it's
Grit
very
Park.
Blue collar.
Very blue collar.
Blue collar city.
It's the grittiest name, Grit Park.
Yeah. Fuck, man, I just put in 40 hours.
At Grit Park.
I'm going to go to Grit Park on Sunday and forget my name.
Exactly. Going to drink a couple Labatts and
no, I'm bringing some Jenny Cream Ales.
Yeah. Some Jennies.
Yeah, a lot of porta potties at this Grit Park.
Are we going Grit Park? I think Grit Park. That might go all the way, honestly.
Grit Park is my favorite. That's a very Buffalo thing. Gritty.
D'Lo Grit Park.
What was the other option?
PSC Stadium.
We know it's going to be PSC Stadium in real life, so let's go Grit Park.
Let's go Grit Park. I love it. Oh, dude, my good names are moving on. I appreciate it.
Total side note, did you know that West Hur is not the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills?
Is it Northtown?
It is.
You'll see that later.
Oh, damn, preview.
All right, next matchup here. We have Erie County Medical Center Stadium versus, or ECMC Stadium versus,
that's the same thing.
Oh. Versus Erie County Medical Center Event Center and Muscle Coliseum, or ECMC.
I hate ECMC with a burning passion, dude.
I know you do, but how do you feel about ECMC?
I feel like I'm having a stroke just saying it.
Erie County Medical Center, Event Center. Oh, I didn't think that one through. Erie County Medical Center, Event Center, and Muscle Coliseum. The only issue there is that Event Center implies that it's an event center, right? It implies that other things go on as opposed to just football
like
games.
Show.
Well, maybe
there are concerts, though.
Maybe that's where the new Event Center should be.
Maybe. Maybe if ECMC gets that, maybe they can push that through. So what are – well, okay, so it's ECMC either way. So we're either going to realistic ECMC Stadium or ECMC.
I like the second one.
D'Lo?
See, I'd go the first one because the too many letters in the second one, but
Yeah, I'm going to go with the first one as well, just because it's going to face Grit Park in the next round, and Grit Park's going to win. So I'm just giving Grit Park the easier path to the final. All right. Here's another great name.
I can't believe we're spending an hour and a half on this.
Oh, this is going to be the best podcast episode of all time.
How many people are going to make it this far?
Everyone, because these are great names. All right, so now, next round, we have Kaleida Health Field versus Dilo. What's that restaurant that we talk about that's near the stadium that everyone loves?
Oh, the Big Tree Inn?
Yeah, and would you say that the stadium is larger than Big Tree Inn?
I would say it is.
All right, so we have Bigger Tree Inn. Oh,
God. I like that you laugh before you get the name out.
Bigger Tree Inn.
Bigger Tree Inn.
Versus Kaleida Health Field. It's got to be Bigger Tree Inn,
the
right?
The thing with Bigger Tree, well,
a motel.
Well,
yeah. What?
Isn't that a motel?
Big Tree Inn's a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's where all the Bills, like in the 90s, used to go because it was really the only thing in that area. I do believe Thurman Thomas got engaged at the Big Tree Inn. I think I heard that one time.
Oh, it's a catering.
I think it's just a restaurant, Travis.
it's got a cutout of like Chris Berman in front of it.
Yeah, it's got statues of Jim Kelly, Chris Berman.
Oh,
in wood.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
They need an Eric Wood one.
That'd be funny.
Eric All right, Wood Bigger Tree is winning. We know this.
Bigger Tree, yeah, let's not waste any time. Bigger Tree is absolutely winning. All right, so now we have Labatt Field versus New Era Field.
Oh my goodness.
See, now here's the thing, like Labatt Field I think would be interesting.
Right.
In real life. Like I think that would be.
Yeah. Pagula already has the Labatt Brew House.
Exactly. There's a relationship there between PSE and Labatt. The only holdup I can think of is that Bud Light is the official sponsor of the NFL. So I could see the NFL kind of stepping in and say, we're not going to let another beer company sponsor a stadium, because every week we're going to be saying, oh, welcome to Labatt Field. But going off that, the MLB allows Coors Field and Miller Park or whatever.
Yeah,
or Miller Stadium.
Labatt Blue is an official partner of the Buffalo Bills. So, I mean,
exactly.
That money's pumping in.
Them. All right, so Labatt Field?
Yeah.
I like it. We're moving on. Labatt Field goes through. All right, so now we got the nostalgia round. We have a couple nostalgia rounds here. Rich Stadium versus, here's a good one, ECC South East.
I thought you were going to say, like, the Rock Pile or something.
No.
The Rock. Kyle, do you remember when I almost backed into Rex Ryan? Almost hit him with my car?
I do. I remember one time.
He was walking around at ECC with his brother.
Yep, we were just at ECC, you know, the old stomping grounds, if you will. We were just sitting in your car, as we did, because there was nothing else to do at ECC. And then Rex Ryan and the Bills coaching staff, including Rob, just start walking through the parking lot. It's just like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, that just makes everyone mad, because everyone goes to ECC for football thinking they're going to get scouted because the stadium's right there.
Exactly. They look up. They look up at the bright lights of the stadium, and it propels them.
From state to a community college just for that reason.
It's not a bad strat, even though it's never worked for anyone.
Cam Newton.
Almost worked for Cam Newton had he gone to ECC.
We don't talk about Cam Newton.
So, yeah, Rich Stadium versus ECC Southeast. Now, I think Rich Stadium's probably going to win this round just because it's a relatively, I don't know if it's a realistic thing, but it's got a lot of nostalgia. There's a lot of people who still refer to it as Rich Stadium. That was the name of the stadium for a long time. And I think realistically they might be able to afford the naming rights, but I like ECC Southeast.
I'm going ECC Southeast.
All right, so we went. D'Lo's not even, D'Lo, are you still there? We lost D'Lo. So this is...
Uh-oh, I forgot to unmute.
Oh, he's back. There he is.
I was too busy, like, sneezing, and then I forgot to unmute. I was talking to nothing.
You missed it. You missed Rich Stadium versus ECC.
No, I heard it all. I was here. I just don't know.
What's your input?
I will always call it Rich Stadium because I'm an old guy. So it doesn't matter what stadium is. It's going to be Rich Stadium.
I'm going Rich. I'm just putting Rich Stadium. I like ECC Southeast, but all right, I don't like this matchup, but we're doing it anyway. Ralph Wilson Stadium versus the Blue Collar Bowl.
I think you should call it Bethlehem Steel.
That's very blue collar. That's a very blue collar name.
That would be it.
Yeah, you know, I don't like blue collar, so nope. I'm gonna rename it to Bethlehem Steel Stadium. But I think I'm still gonna go with Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I mean, people still call it the Ralph. Oh, so we're setting up for next round between Rich Stadium and Ralph Wilson Stadium. That's gonna be good. Moving on, we have Delaware North Stadium versus Jack Eichel's Prime Career Years Memorial Stadium.
There it is. 100% Jack Eichel.
Are we going Jack Eichel's 100%. Prime Career Years Memorial Stadium?
I mean, he did play there Memorial. Once.
Right, Memorial is what... It's what.
Did, no, wait, he didn't play there once, did he?
I don't think he's ever played
He's
there.
Never played there. Strike that. Because the winter,
I'm still going with it.
The Winter Classic was in New York. I'm still going Jack Eichel, yeah.
I'm
still
going. So bad for Jack Eichel, but I have to vote for it.
All right. So, now, we have something, you know, a little where there's smoke, there's fire thing here. Buffalo Wild Wings expressed interest on social media for naming it, for naming the stadium Buffalo Wild Wings Stadium. So, here we go. We have Buffalo Wild Wings Stadium versus Wingnuts.
Ooh.
Okay, again, I want to say, this is not Wingnuts Stadium. This is just Wingnuts.
It's just going to be a big restaurant.
Exactly. In this scenario, Wingnuts buys the naming rights and just moves their base, moves operations to the stadium, and it's just a huge restaurant, potentially the biggest in the world.
Hold up. No offense to Wingnuts, but they're not even really a restaurant. They don't even have, like, an actual building. It's
a Knights of Columbus Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's humble.
How are they going to afford that?
It's humble? Well, I'm thinking, like, you know, Elon Musk kind of steps in and helps them. Maybe he's gone to Wingnuts a couple times. God. I don't know. I don't know what Elon Musk does in his free time. Besides makes, you know, flamethrowers and shit. All right. Buffalo Wild Wings Stadium or Wingnuts?
Wingnuts, dude. Buffalo Wild Wings can suck my Wingnuts.
That was a good joke. Here's the thing. Buffalo Wild Wings does not have bad wings. Like, if I didn't live in Buffalo,
exactly,
where I have, you know, I have an abundance of wings at my disposal, an abundance of delicious wings, Wingnuts being one of those spots.
The wing trail.
Exactly. I would go to Buffalo Wild Wings just because they have pretty decent wings, but just that's not going to work in Buffalo, given, you know, the love that the city has for mom-and-pop wing spots. So are we going? I'm torn. So I need you guys to decide here. Buffalo Wild Wings Stadium or Wingnuts?
I would go Wingnuts before. I'd go to a lot of things before Buffalo Wild Wings.
I get offended by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Almost. Why?
Just the name Buffalo.
It's when you got to look at it from outside of Buffalo,
like Buffalo,
though.
Sauce. Yeah, I don't. I can't. I live here.
You didn't for a minute.
for 2 weeks.
You went to Wyoming. Came right back. Have a B-dubs out there.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yep.
All right, now we have Wegmans Stadium versus the house that Daryl Johnson built.
I'm going to go with Wegmans.
I'm going to go with Wegmans as well.
I'm
going
to go with Wegmans on this one.
I mean, Daryl Johnson, very influential player to the history of the Buffalo Bills.
One of Kyle's favorites.
My favorite player. It goes Daryl Johnson, then Tremaine Edmonds. You know, they're
How
neck
about
and neck.
Like a Wegmans brand stadium, like Dr. W.
I
like that better. Yeah,
you got it. You got it. It's Dr. W. Stadium,
and that's the only drink you can get.
That's it. Cola Stadium.
Is that what it's called? Is that their ripoff?
Yeah, they have, like, Dr. W.
I know it's Dr. W. Yes, okay, it's Dr. W. I just needed to confirm that was the name of the soda, which it is. Dr. W Stadium. It's going through. That might win
that
the whole
thing. That might win the whole thing, yeah.
That's a great name. All right. Northtown Field versus, let me read it properly. The Rolling Stones have played at this stadium.
Yes.
Northtown Field versus the Rolling Stones have played at this stadium. Northtown Field's maybe a little bit more realistic, just given, as you said, D'Lo, they are the official automotive whatever.
Official automotive dealer.
Yeah, sorry, Brad. Sorry, Brad Gelber.
There are 59 official sponsors and partners.
59.
We could have made our own real March Madness and had some buys.
I was going to try to do a 64 thing bracket. I just could not come up with 32 real or fake names. I had to cut it off at 16 apiece. So Northtown Field probably.
Yeah, I think that would be.
Travis, any objections?
No, I go Northtown.
Even though it's in the South Towns.
The Stones played other stadiums. They did a stadium tour.
No, D'Lo's right. That is a fundamental issue.
Northtown and South
the stadiums
Town.
In the South Towns.
The North Town at the South Towns.
So now, yeah, that's almost as bad as ECC whatever
South
direction.
East.
Southwest.
Well, here's the issue.
ECC Southwest.
Mark Poloncar has said that he has the right to veto any name that's embarrassing to the community. If you name a stadium in the South Towns, Northtown Field, that's kind of embarrassing.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they opened up like a poll and like the number one vote was like Stadium McFace Face or
Fieldy McField.
Fieldy McField. I love it. That's not a. I should have put that because that might have won. I went with Northtown anyway, though there is some fundamental issues.
The Northtown at the South Towns.
No, that's a better name. Northtown at the South Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's more confusing. That's not embarrassing. That's just like, you got me thinking. I don't know about what, but you got me thinking. The median. That's what people would call it. They'd call it the median. I don't think that's... Is that how...
I don't know.
You got me... Travis, you just put my brain in a pretzel.
Yeah, I know. This is getting a little...
Speaking of pretzels, moving on. D'Lo, you thought of this name. The Hofbra House.
There we go.
Versus M&T
sick.
Bank Field.
You know why it'll be the Hofbra House? That'll be the name of the new stadium because it's never going to open.
Yeah, I was going to say it. 10
boom.
Years from now.
Uh-oh. look, there's one of these that is kind of realistic but also not. M&T Bank Field. People have pointed at M&T Bank Field because... They might be really the only company with enough money to buy stadium naming rights based in Buffalo. But they have the naming rights for the stadium in Baltimore. So there's kind of that issue is they already have the naming rights for an NFL stadium. They wouldn't buy them for another stadium, despite the fact that it's located in the city or in the region that it's headquartered in. But, like, to go off that, M&T Bank has kind of been investing in Buffalo recently. We kind of went back, or we were talking about the HSBC Tower, now the One Seneca Tower, and how they're painting it a disgusting color. That's not M&T Bank necessarily, but they are building, like, a tech hub in that building. So they're investing into the city's tallest building, at least. And there is precedent for a company owning the naming rights for multiple stadiums or arenas. I think a couple years ago, or that might still own it, American Airlines owned the naming rights for these arenas in Miami and Dallas. Rogers in Canada owns the naming rights for a bunch of stadiums and arenas. So it's not out of the question that M&T Bank could purchase the naming rights for the stadium. But I do like Hofbra House.
I like Hofbra House.
Are we going Hofbra House?
I want to go Hofbra House because I think incorporating the name of like the field or stadium as the house with Hofbra is pretty sick.
It is cool, but here's the thing. I reached out to a source and I asked him, is there any chance that Hofbra House could buy the naming rights for the stadium? And he said not likely. That source may or may not be on the podcast right now, but...
Wow, D'Lo.
I got some inside information.
I'm going Hofbra House.
You know what? I like it. Could you bet you're coming to the house?
Exactly. Welcome to the house. I also like Battle Dome, though. Maybe they'll meet off in the
Battle
final.
Dome in the house. Yeah.
All right. Next, this is the final initial round before we move into the later parts of the bracket. We have Duntire Park versus Abbott Road. All right, again, a fundamental issue here. The stadium is not technically on Abbott Road. It's on One Bills Drive. At least that's how they position it. But let's be real, it's on Abbott Road. That's the main road in front of it. And I like the idea of naming the stadium Abbott Road, because we've talked on this podcast about how Americans do not use English sports to their advantage. English sports has figured it out. They've been doing it right for centuries. And American sports have not taken advantage of that. They should just, the Bill should just blatantly take something that English soccer teams have been doing for years and just name the stadium after the road that it's on. There's like Elland Road in Leeds, there's White Hart Lane, the old Tottenham Stadium. There's a bunch of stadiums named after the road, and it just sounds intimidating. Like, imagine listening to ESPN and you're like, oh, the Patriots just came off a rough loss and now they have to go to Abbott Road to face the Bills. That just sounds sick. Versus Duntire Park, which is already taken. It's been done. It's canceled. It got canceled once. We're going to cancel it again, I'd assume.
Oh, all right. You're making arguments for us?
Well, no. I need you guys to, you know, rebuttal. Either tell me I'm right or I'm not going to listen to you, you know?
I don't know. I just don't think it's, I don't know. I don't think it's that badass to come down Abbott Road.
I think it sounds cool.
I hear Abbott Road, I think of traffic and bullshit.
Well, that's your issue.
All those 30-mile-an-hour zones.
Are we really going Duntire Park over Abbott Road?
If we did Abbey Road.
We can't do that. That one doesn't make sense.
Let's play the Beatles.
All right, guys, I'm not going to be mad. Just tell me your final votes.
Duntire Park.
Duntire Park. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that's upsetting. All right, moving back to the top. We're back at the top here of round two. How far are we into this?
We're only 43 minutes in.
All right, we got this. We'll be fine. We'll get under an hour for sure. All right, first matchup of round two. KeyBank Stadium versus, let me find it, placeholder name until new stadium is built field.
I have to go to the second one.
Yeah, placeholder.
We're still going placeholder name until new stadium is built field?
That's going to the Elite Eight.
Are we?
Now, can I interrupt here?
Yeah, go for it. That's what a podcast is.
Of course. Did you see that there's like a tweet that kind of popped off about how they want Barstool to take over the naming rights?
Poland Cars wouldn't let that happen.
Now, I kind of want to meet Poland Cars because he's pissing me off.
What? Dude, Poland Cars, great guy, friend of the show.
No.
See, what I'm doing now is I'm being incredibly passive aggressive. I've ranted about my issues with Mark Poloncarz before, none of which is politically. You know, we both belong to the same party. Fuck bias or whatever. You know, I'll put my cards on the table. We both belong to the same party. I have a personal beef with Mark Poloncarz that I've talked about on this podcast before, and I've edited it out because I don't want shit. I don't want to get into trouble. But no, there's some personal beef between us that he probably doesn't know about. He probably doesn't even realize what he did. But he, you know, it hurt me very deeply. But I'm not going to get into it. You know, I'll let that be. But it's just, you know, great guy, Mark Poloncarz. But yeah, I think he'd cut Barstool off before it even, you know, saw the light of day. Do you agree, D'Lo?
No, yeah. It's not coming here.
Like, I'm sure Barstool could afford it, but just given...
They love those Mafia, dude.
This is going to be another pizza review. One bite.
I've been watching a bunch of those.
One bite. We'll see. The sauce. It's saucy.
All right, Frankie.
All right, Frankie. You know, it's hot. It's hot.
What's going on over here?
Look at the flop.
Does it have the right type of crisp, though?
It's got the New York flop, Frankie.
Oh.
All right, so... I think moving on with
placeholder.
We're really doing this entire bracket, and fucking placeholder name until new stadium is built field is going to win. All right. Next round. Wester Stadium versus the Battle Dome.
Wester can get out of here.
We're going Battle Dome. Battle Dome's a sick name, and I don't see how Battle Dome doesn't win.
Battle Dome, I think, is a favorite. Vegas odds.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's got the odds. It's, you know, what's the over, and there is no over-under, this isn't a sporting contest.
You'd have to get, like, a plus or minus.
Yeah. I think, D'Lo, Battle Dome, you agree?
Let's go with it.
Over Westhurst Stadium, it's the Battle Dome. I'm at the point where whatever they name it, I'm calling it the Battle Dome.
How much editing are you going to have to do?
A little bit for sure. I might just leave. I found on Audio Boom there is an explicit content button, so that I can click and then the E just appears. Fuck. Well, no, oh, whatever. Whatever. maybe I'll edit it. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Moving on.
I wrote a song about it.
I'm just testing out the song.
Travis, sing. Do a rock band cover. No one else can hear the rock band.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
Okay,
but I flew
it.
I gotta do the whole song now.
No, we got the idea. Moving on. ECMC Stadium versus Grit Park.
See, this is tough because, like, for all the people that get hurt, you could have a satellite ECMC Stadium, like, hospital area for those who get injured in the parking lot via busting through tables and such.
It's not a bad idea.
But I still think Grit Park is just...
I think Grit Park is great.
I mean, that's one. The stadium could be falling apart, and you could be like, that's Grit Park.
Exactly. That's the reason. I mean, it fits. You know, that's another excuse for the Pagulas, is if they are going to build a new stadium, they don't have to worry about putting renovations into this one. If they just name it Grit Park, there's your excuse.
And you know what else? They could rip out the turf and put grass back in and let it be a little unlevel and muddy and gross.
Yep. Oh, that's wonderful. Grit Park.
Grit Park.
Pagula, we are saving you money.
How about the ward at ECMC Park?
in Orchard Park.
I'm just going Grit Park. I'm moving on. Grit Park.
Sponsored by Orchard Park. Ward.
ECMC Park at Orchard Park.
That's a good idea. All right. Labatt Field versus Bigger Tree Inn. My issue with Bigger Tree Inn is it kind of sounds like One Tree Hill a little bit. So it kind of it gets that reality show vibe or whatever. And Labatt Field could realistically happen. I just love Bigger Tree Inn, though.
That's a tough one. I've never been to the Big Tree Inn.
Me neither.
Well, you might go to the bigger one.
I've been to the bigger one. I've been to Bigger Tree Inn a couple times. But, like, here's another thing. To go off the Big Tree Inn, Travis, I was going to say this last time you asked about Big Tree Inn, but Bills players still do go there. I remember Shaq Lawson in the media guide. I have the media guide right in front of me, actually. Let me find Shaq Lawson. I have the media guide from 2018, the year I worked for the Buffalo Bills. A humble brag, no big deal. But Shaq Lawson, let me find this. This is great. This is great. Does L come before or after M?
L comes before.
Yep, there we go.
It's L.
Yes, Shaq Lawson listed his favorite Buffalo restaurant as Big Tree Inn, despite the fact that Big Tree Inn is not in Buffalo. It's precisely, what, quarter of a mile, half a mile down the road from the stadium. So I'm glad Shaq Lawson really invested time and got to know Buffalo, got to know the real Buffalo while he was here for 4 years.
He's like, restaurants near me.
Well, I'm sure that's like the only Buffalo restaurant. It's right near the stadium. Bigger Tree Inn or Labatt Field? Let's just get to the bottom of this.
I like Labatt Field.
Yeah, I think we'll have one realistic one. Let's go Labatt.
Yeah.
We're going Labatt Field over Bigger Tree Inn. Bigger Tree Inn put up a hell of a fight, though. Bigger Tree Inn was a good name. Moving on.
Scrappy.
Rich Stadium versus Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
This is just, again, things I know from the time I was with the Bills. Again, humble brag. I'm not going to go into specifics just because I don't think there's really no need to.
What if they just named it the Ralph?
They're not going to. I can tell you right now they're not going to name it Ralph Wilson. Anything to do with Ralph Wilson. They're not going to name it that.
Because he's
There's just... I don't know specifics, really. But from what I understand, there's really not going to be a way that they name it Ralph Wilson Stadium. So I think Rich Stadium, because the Pagulas are going to get more money and just...
Yeah, Rich is an actual company.
Yeah, Rich is an actual company. That's a sponsorship deal. I think they're going... I think they'd go Rich Stadium over Ralph Wilson Stadium. What do you guys think?
I agree with that, but I think it would be cool if it was just called the Ralph. Like
the Ralph is... Well, they tried to do the cap, but now they have no cap.
See, the cap would have been cool, too, but they dropped...
They didn't market it heavy enough.
Yeah.
Did not market it heavily enough. And that's on New Era. You know, they missed the payments. And they missed the ball on a lot of things. Moving on, next round. Jack Eichel Jack Eichel's prime career years Memorial Stadium versus Wingnuts.
Oh man!
You know what?
D'Lo, can I talk to you for a moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys decide this one.
I think. I don't know, man.
Realistically,
I think Jack Eichel, and you put a nice little statue of him in the front of the corridor.
And that's big. That's a good idea. Because that's the thing is Jack Eichel. There's rumors from like mainly other fan bases that Jack Eichel's unhappy in Buffalo. He's just unhappy with the losing. But who wouldn't be? That's a way to get Jack Eichel to be happy here. If you name the football stadium after him, you could, name the whole
that way.
You could trade him, and then the next season he could win the Stanley Cup and win a slew of awards.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind that. But I think we make him happy by naming the football stadium after him, despite the fact that he is a Patriots fan. We named the Bills Stadium after him.
No, he goes to Bills games a lot.
Well, I mean, when your bosses give you free tickets,
and a suite,
I'd go as well.
I mean, it's tough, too. He's from Boston, so I mean...
Right, you can't blame him.
I mean,
you can't blame him whatsoever.
I mean, you can blame Patriot fans for a lot of stuff, but like... Yeah.
That's why I thought it was funny after the Bills drafted Josh Allen, this picture of him wearing a Tom Brady jersey was circulating. And it's like, this is a guy who grew up on the other side of the country who liked the greatest quarterback of all time, who just happened to play for a rival of the team that drafted him. Sorry, everyone's not a Bills fan.
We're not even rivals. It's just like...
Yeah, it's not really a rivalry because, you know, they
don't win.
Everyone dislikes. But, hey,
exactly.
Brady's gone. He's out of the picture. I'm kind of curious to see how the Patriots do, you know?
They're still going to be good. They still have Bill Belichick. Are we going Jack Eichel career year Memorial Stadium or whatever?
Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
All right. Northtown Field versus Dr. W Stadium.
Dr.
We
W.
Have a discussion.
Dr. W. Don't even. Oh.
It's Dr. W Stadium for sure.
It's just great.
All right.
A knockoff drink is this. Oh, it's so perfect.
Dr. W Stadium.
Welcome to the doc.
The doc. That's great. That's a great name.
I'm Spiro Didis. I can't get my voice down like him. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah. To get to his voice, you have to say McCoy weirdly. LeSean McCoy. I can't do his voice either.
No.
Next round, final round, two round, Hofbra House versus Duntire Park.
Ooh, I like Hofbra House.
I like Hofbra House as well.
Hofbra House.
Coming to the house!
Again, I didn't want Duntire Park to make it out of round one. I thought Duntire Park should have lost to Abbott Road, so it's definitely going to lose here to Hofbra House.
This has the feel of like a World Cup because there's 32 teams.
Exactly. This is. I would argue that this is as prestigious as the World Cup as well.
I believe so.
Okay, we got the final eight, the elite eight, and we are into the good names. We have some discussions to have here. Placeholder name until new stadium is built. Field versus the Battle Dome.
Oh.
I gotta go Battle Dome.
I am also going Battle Dome.
All right.
That's just such a badass name.
The Battle Dome's a great name. D'Lo, would you have gone Battle Dome or Placeholder?
I probably would have leaned Placeholder, but,
well,
you know, 2-1.
Well, now I'm feeling scared about Battle Dome. I thought Battle Dome was going all the way,
No, we got some good ones here.
Well, I know you guys got a lot of love for Dr. W Stadium. I'm fearing Battle Dome's chances. Moving on, we have Labatt Field versus Grit Park.
I don't know why I have to laugh at every name now, but I just can't get through this.
These are the best names. We're two of the best names. We've weeded out the bad ones.
Grit Park sounds like it's just like a little like, you know, field on the corner of like some little neighborhood.
Under the
You're right.
Come on, guys, we're gonna go drink at Grit Park after the lights go on.
So you're thinking Labatt Field?
No, I'll still go Grit Park.
Come on, guys. Let's go get some drinks.
I'm going Grit Park. I love Grit Park. I think Grit Park is the best.
And then they have to change the jerseys, and instead of names, it just says Grit.
Exactly. No, Grit is on their heart. They put Grit over the heart. So they're, you know, they got that blue collar attitude, and also they changed the collars on the jersey to blue because why haven't they done that already? Get out of here. They need blue collars. So yeah, Travis Grit Park over Labatt Field.
Yeah.
Grit Park is just, we got the matchup of the century next round, but okay, we'll get to that when we get to that. All right, next round, Rich Stadium versus Jack Eichel's prime career years Memorial Stadium.
Ooh,
Jack Eichel.
Jack Eichel over Rich. Jack
Eichel. Yeah, I'm sure he would.
I don't know.
That.
I think it's hilarious. But we have to have the argument, but are Jack Eichel's prime career years truly dead? How old is he?
I don't think so. No, I think he just needs the right team for sure. I don't think
he's got to be what, 23?
I think he's 23. I think I searched it yesterday, honestly, because I wanted to see if he was older than Josh Allen, which he's not. Because
he's been in the league 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's just crazy how early hockey players enter the league.
It's crazy that they enter the league and then like smack everybody as an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, how bad are these guys?
Well, the style of the game has completely changed.
These guys should be playing in the Bangladesh Pro League. Here's the thing. I kind of want one realistic name, and Rich Stadium would be that name. But also, when it goes up against a juggernaut like Jack Eichel's prime career years Memorial Stadium, that's tough.
I just love the Memorial part of it.
So do I. I think the Memorial part makes it, because they've wasted him. Are we going Jack Eichel over Rich?
I have to.
D'Lo?
Oh, this is tough. Yeah, Jack Eichel. Let's do it.
Jack Eichel.
I'm excited about the possible statue.
Well, it'd be a great statue.
Jack slumped over on a chair.
He's just sad. Jack Eichel on a Patriots hat.
He's sitting there, I'm coming for you, Buffalo.
Oh, that's great. Yes. That's the statue from that video.
It's just a still shot outside the stadium. And, like, you know, they have, like, LeBron James, or they used to have LeBron James right outside in Cleveland. That's what it's going to mm-hmm. be with Jack Eichel in that face with that beard. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Video's taken.
I mean, that might push it through to the final. All right, this one, I think you two are going to have some difficulty here, because from what I gather, you two really like these names. We have Dr. W Stadium versus Hofbra House.
This is an unfortunate matchup.
Well, you know, you get these. You get the good games, midway through the tournament.
George didn't want to kill Lenny.
He didn't want to. Had to, though. When is that required reading? That's freshman year reading, right?
Yeah, freshman year.
Yeah. Weird book. So Dr. W Stadium versus Hofbra House.
See, it's tough because part of me is like, all right, Wegmans is kind of a little, you know, it's a Western New York institution.
Mm-hmm.
But Hofbra House, we've just been waiting and waiting.
Exactly.
And waiting. Just like with the Bills, we've just been waiting.
Yeah, it's a good reflection of the team itself. That's, you know, like when New Era Field, when they bought the naming rights, it was appropriate because the team was entering a new era. And now Hofbra House is a good reflection of the current state of the team. We're just waiting for them to do something. It's hard. It's really hard because, as you said, Travis, I like the flowingness. I like Hofbra House. Mm-hmm. I like how it's just the company name, but House kind of it still can be used as a name for the stadium.
Yeah.
But Dr. W Stadium is real good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Dr. W.
I think I'm going Dr. W as well.
It's a tough one.
I'm in.
Because I love the idea of Wegmans spending millions of dollars to purchase the naming rights for the stadium and then naming it after a knockoff drink.
It's Mr. Pibb.
I just think it's hilarious. Dr. W. We're in the final four.
Oh, here we go. Let's go.
All right. Oh, and it sucks because the two best names, in my opinion, are going up against each other in this round. This is like a few years ago when the Seahawks and the 49ers were the best teams in the league, and they met in the NFC Championship a couple times, I think. And I think the Seahawks, the year that they won their first Super Bowl, they said something to the they said like, "Oh, we won the Super Bowl last week. This is just a coronation." This is because they already knew they already beat the best team. They just had to win the Super Bowl now. So this is whichever one wins whichever name wins in this round, you know, the next round's just the coronation because we already know it's winning. So, We got the Battle Dome.
Ooh.
Versus Grit Park.
Ah.
God
damn it.
Dang it, Bobby.
I'm what going Battle thinking? Dome. I'm sticking with that Battle Dome.
D-Lo.
I'm going to go Grit Park.
Mm.
All right, Simon Cowell. What are you saying? Are we pushing it through? What are we pushing through?
Oh, this is so hard. I love the Battle Dome, and I love Grit Park, and I love them for different reasons. But Grit Park, there's just something about Grit Park that's resonating with me. I can't. I don't think I can. I'm punting. I'm punting.
No,
the decision.
You're the host.
Ah! Oh my God, Grit Park is so good. But I have to go with the Battle Dome. There's something about both the names, but the Battle Dome is just, as I said, it strikes fear into the heart of the opposition. Nobody wants to enter the Battle Dome and face off against Josh Allen. You're not getting out of the Battle Dome alive, simply.
Unless you're the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, or a lot of
or,
other
or New England Patriots.
Over the years. But they didn't enter the Battle Dome, though. It wasn't the Battle Dome back then. Now it's the Battle Dome. But would polling cars strike it down because it's not a dome? I feel like that might be embarrassing.
I think the irony is delicious.
Okay, there we go. All right. This matchup, Jack Eichel's prime career years, ooh, Memorial Stadium versus Dr. W Stadium.
As much as I love the statue, I think I'm going to go Dr. W.
It's got to be Dr. W.
Off-brand at this stadium. They have off-brand Bills shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Just a plain shirt that says football.
Football.
That's a great idea.
It doesn't even have, like, the Gildan tag on it. It's just ripped off.
All right.
Those 100% cotton shirts that just are so heavy.
Okay, guys. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is the final. And I fear that an upset may be coming, and I really hope it's not.
Oh, boy.
We got Dr. W Stadium versus the Battle Dome.
Oh, man.
I'm going the Battle Dome.
See, I feel Battle Dome is like a nickname, so I'm going Dr. W.
No, you can't do that. No, it's got to be the Battle Dome. The Battle Dome has to win.
Oh, man.
If we go all this way.
The Battle Dome sponsored by Wegmans?
Ooh.
The Wegmans Battle Dome?
Yes.
Do you want to compromise to the Wegmans Battle Dome or the Dr. W Battle Dome?
The Dr. W.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that sounds like Mad Scientist.
I will compromise to Dr. W Battle Dome if that's what you guys want to do.
I mean, you hear Dr. W Battle Dome, you kind of think of like this.
Oh, you're...
Ooh.
You know, or that's not...
The.
Oh.
You know, you're right. I mean, Doctor, I'm not going to say you're right about the whole, you know, World War II stuff, but I'm not going to comment on that.
Hey, man, I wasn't there.
What about the Battle Dome or Battle Dome Stadium? No, what the hell? Dr. W Field at Battle Dome Stadium.
At the Battle Dome.
Yeah.
At the Battle Dome.
Dr. W Field at the Battle Dome. If it can't, I just want the Battle Dome in there.
I gotta vote Battle Dome.
Oh, so I could win.
You can win now.
I could win flat out if I wanted to, but I want it to be a compromise. We need to find a way to incorporate Dr. W and the Battle Dome. Or I might just recant and say Grit Park. It's because Grit Park's real good. Dr. W Field at the Battle Dome. That's a bit wordy. That's a bit mouthy.
I have a solution for all this.
Okay.
Rename One Bills Drive to Grit Park Drive.
Okay. How about Grit Park becomes the whole Bills campus? Can we just say that? The whole campus
including
is Grit Park.
The field house.
The
headquarters.
The field house will be nicer than the stadium.
It is. It already is. The field house is beautiful, especially with that new weight room. Are we just going to go the Battle Dome? Or do you want to go Dr. W Field at the Battle Dome? I'll let you guys decide between those two.
I can't decide on that. I like the Battle Dome, but the off-brand Wegmans. variation of this is just too funny.
I love
it. It's hilarious. All right. It's final. The new name. All right, so we have determined that Wegmans is going to purchase the naming rights of the stadium, which is kind of realistic, actually. But this is where it loses a bit of realism. They name it Dr. W. Field at the Battle Dome. They name the stadium after their Dr. Pepper ripoff.
They're really
not even the most popular soda. And they go with the Battle Dome.
We could do Mountain Mist.
We are here live in Orchard Park on a beautiful 78-degree day.
A little bit of
Dr. W. Field at the Battle Dome. I love
you
it.
You know what they're really going to end up naming it? They're going to call it 716.
Gross.
Yeah. Gross. That'll be the Pagulas.
That makes me think of that shitty restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. The disgusting restaurant. Or they'll go with Healthy Scratch Field or something.
Oh.
I mean, it could be could be Forest Lawn Stadium where we bury opponents.
Oof. Oof.
Oof.
Rick James.
I was going to go Brick Rick House. James Memorial
Brick
Stadium.
House.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Hold up.
The Brick House.
Brad just posted something in Slack. Chad Kelly tweeted, besides Lamar Jackson, I'm faster than every quarterback in the NFL. Race me.
That's not real. That can't
Chad
be
Kelly
real.
Chad Kelly beats up kids.
Chad Kelly, I think he... Chad Kelly, come on the pod, bud. Yeah. We have a couple things to talk to you about. Here's the thing. I'm an idiot.
That can't Chad be Kelly. Right.
Back in 2017... Nope, it's a real tweet that I'm now looking at. Huh. Billy Football tweeted, I believe in you, Chad. Beside Lamar Jackson, I'm faster than... He used the correct than, so good on him. I'm faster than every quarterback in the NFL. Race me. That's bold. I remember going on record back in 2017, I think on a couple podcasts, I said that Chad Kelly was the most talented quarterback in the 2017 draft. He's, he was just an idiot. If he weren't an idiot, he would have been probably the best quarterback in that draft. But that quarterback class also included Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. So I was very, very wrong, and I apologize for that. Anyone who listened to me.
Race me.
So we got to the bottom of what they're going to name the stadium. It's going to be Dr. W. Field at the Battle Dome. So before we get out of here, I'm going to leave you guys with a very, very special Hofbräuhaus update featuring one of the people who work at the Hofbräuhaus. Travis, what's going on there?
We're opening up mid-August, late August.
It's Scoop.
Patio
Scoop.
Only. We're going to be serving up all our beer. So we have a Hefeweizen, a Dunkel, a Lager, and a Hell's Pilsner. It's like a Pilsner.
Hell's Pils? Yeah. That's clever.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a name. But we're gonna have pretzels and schnitzel and sauerkraut. It's going to be very small menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be patio only. But I'm just personally concerned about the COVID.
Making a
return and just really...
Oh, it never went away.
Yeah, well, making it like a quarantine.
Yeah? Sorry. You gonna get there?
Sorry, I'm reading the Wegmans...
Oh, you doing some research on Dr. Dub?
Yeah. You know they put cocaine in it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Did not know that one. But I just want to take this moment to kind of pat myself on the back. I'm typically quite humble on this podcast, despite I frequently bring up that I work for the Bills, humble brag. But I'm a very humble guy in general. But I just want to take this moment to pat my own back and kind of, rub it in the face of the various Buffalo food blogs or maybe even the Buffalo News, whatever, that they didn't get the scoop for the Hofbräuhaus opening date. I got the scoop. I did all the journalism, and by that I mean I've been friends with Travis for 15 years,
yeah.
Or 16 years.
I'm such a fan of this podcast that I got a job.
He just gave me the scoop. Everyone's been asking, when are they finally opening the Hofbräuhaus? And I guess, I bet the last person they expected to get the scoop would be the guy who talked about the damn restaurant on the podcast every week. But here we are. What a world we live in.
I feel like we've been talking about Hoffer House.
For a year or so. For a year,
yeah.
Mention the podcast, I'll give you a free beer. Don't hold me to it.
Oh, I'm expecting free beer regardless, but I'll hold you to that. I'll just come up to you and say, Kyle Selege Variety Hour. You'd be like, Kyle, what the f*** are you doing? Kyle, why are you here? But look, I mean, I got the food journalists here shaking in their boots. I really do. They're probably so just alarmed, so caught on edge, just like, how did this guy get the hottest Buffalo food scoop in years? I don't know, but I did. Welcome to the new age of journalism. That's all I'm saying.
That's how it works.
Welcome to the new age. Right. Quoting some Imagine Dragons on ya. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Welcome to the new age. That wasn't the best way to end my scoop, was with an Imagine Dragons reference, but that's what I did. That's what I did regardless. The Buffalo Bills will be playing at the Dr. W. Field at the Battle Dome next year. And I want to thank my two podcast guests for helping me determine that name. You can find them on Twitter. You can find D'Lo on Twitter. That was a good transition in theory. I just didn't execute it very well. Follow D'Lo on Twitter at
Jay DeLauro.
Follow Travis on Twitter at
Travis is cool.
Subjective.
I still love how dumb that is. I used to own a pair of Converse in fourth grade, and I got them customized, and they had flames on them, and the side of them said Travis is cool. Because I had to remind people.
That's funny. That's, if I were a teacher and I saw that, I would, Dila, what would you do if you saw a fucking kid walking through the halls
with
black Converse, flames painted on the side that said Travis is cool?
I would say he's actually hot with the flames.
Ooh, and you'd go to prison. you can follow BillsWire on Twitter at TheBillsWire, on Facebook at BillsWire, and you can follow me on Twitter at
Kyle Slaggy.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Buffalo. 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 Buffalo.
I love Buffalo, New York!